my baby, you woke up in my bed. Oops, we broke up, we're better off as friends. Now I accidentally need you, I don't know what to do. Oops, baby, I love you.
Oops, it's Omar, keeping it fresh, keeping it clean, keeping it real. What's up, guys? Wagwan. Hope everybody's Sunday is as good as mine, because, yeah, today's Sunday late. Alright, so today's episode is inspired by a topic that I came across on social media and YouTube. It's about promises, dreams, and self-care, and more. So I hope this can inspire some of us listening. And yeah, just learn to be able to cope in this crazy world called life. So we're going to take a quick break because, I have to play that advertisement. That's how I make the money. So I'm going to make sure. So I'm going to listen all the way to the end and wait for the juice, because this episode is really good. All right. Thank you, guys. Now grab a snack or not, but we will be right back. All right, everybody, me come back. I'm ready. I'm just going to dash it out. If you don't understand what me just say, go and Google it. All right, so really and truly, this entire episode was motivated from the trend that I saw was happening on social media platforms. Also initiated through the episode from The Real, the talk show with the four beautiful ladies, and they were talking about this entire topic here, and I felt inspired to just talk about it. Now, the trend is we had regular persons, famous persons, making a list of promises that they have made or would like to make to themselves, and how they go about keeping these promises or attempt to keep these promises. Some of these promises were, I'll always take care of myself, or I will never ignore myself, or I will work towards all my dreams and goals. At first, in my own opinion, I thought this should have been natural instinct or initiative towards oneself, right? However, we know how the world is crazy and misleading and stuff like that, based on how you focus your energy. And as human beings, we are all built up with all these emotions and selfish desire that can just distract us from our own selves, from loving ourselves and taking care of ourselves and working towards our goals. And before you know it, 25 years passes by and you're like, damn, what happened? And I must say, I've made a list myself, especially since I moved here in Canada. One thing I used to always tell myself is that I wanted to go back to school. But because of doubt, I've never gotten to it. I've never gotten the guts or the push to really get back into it. And since I came to Canada, I decided that I'm going to go back to school. If it's the last thing I do, I owe it to myself to go back to school. So I am now waiting on reply from a few college and university that I applied to. I did some assessment and, the routine of the stuff that you need to submit in order to get acceptance. So hopefully, yay me, taking the steps. So another one was that was very personal, like really personal to me, was no matter the situation, I'm always going to be kind to myself and others. As I mentioned earlier, I had so much doubt into myself when I wanted to do so many other things, even moving to Canada. And I remember posting 2 weeks prior to now, on social media where I posted a quote saying, doubts kills dreams faster. Yeah, doubts kill dreams faster than failure. Because for me, failure means that you tried or you had tried, right? And you've had the experience to know that, hey, this is not for me, or this is why it didn't work, so maybe I need to switch this up. Where doubt is another level of energy that you create this whole scenario of why something's not gonna work, why you can't do it, and you end up not doing it. You end up not trying it. You didn't gain any experience from doubting yourself from doing it. And that's what I meant when I say, when I share that quote. I need to be kind to myself, because I really believe that the kinder you are to yourself, the more you take care of yourself, the way you treat yourself, is a reflection on how you're going to treat others, whether it's your lover, your friends, your families, anyone around you. And this is a place that I promise you, you want to be able to feel that love for yourself, to be able to feel where you and see where you're taking care of yourself, mental, physical, emotional, just really putting yourself in a space where you just feel at ease and at peace. It's a blessing, I tell you. And I'm grateful to be able to be in that space right now. So that's what I meant when I say all of that. Now, one of the things that hits me the most is one of the influencers said that she vowed not to get caught up into comments on social media, because this can take people into a dark place on social media platforms. And after sticking to this promise, she realized that it made her life easier and her work easier being an influencer on social media, to just focus on the positive and on the good and just, you know, look straight ahead and move forward. And I was like, wow, this thought is really wild but true. And it's true to me because I've experienced this. And if you notice, like, I experienced this, I know this for a fact, like the algorithm on social media creates a pattern initiated by users. What I mean by this is that if you scroll, click, or follow a certain feed, a certain account or stories, you know, you follow rumors and dark stuff and sad stuff, the algorithm is going to create that pattern, and it's going to feed you more of all that dark and negative feeds on your social media platform, versus if you click and follow more positive things, inspirational stuff, the algorithm will create that feed of pattern for your social media. So every time you go to your reel or your TikTok, it's gonna show you more motivational quotes, more nature, more cute babies, whatever you like to follow. And even though a lot of us don't know this, it is true, and you can look it up. And with all of that said, the worst part, or the craziest, or the scariest truth about all of this is, this is reality. Like, it is literally how our real life is navigated. And I always share this with my families and friends and followers and listeners, that manifestation is real. The energy that we create around our lives is real. And be careful what we speak into our lives. As I said earlier, manifestation is real. And the things we want to talk about, we want to create in our own life. And a lot of us have a tendency of blaming other people. Like my Caribbean people don't love talk about Obia and all sorts of different something. People do this to them and people do that to them. Not realizing that their own mouth and tongue speak these things into their lives. With all of that said, here's a good one. Let me just share a very good example, what I do to be able to cope through life. Every morning when I wake up, I'll write down 10 things I'm grateful for. It doesn't matter how small or big it is, as long as you're grateful for it. And anyone that I speak to on a daily basis can testify to this. Like, once they send me a text message or call, whatever, once they reach out to me asking, how are you? You know, how is things? My first reply would always be, I'm grateful. And it's the truth. I've become such a grateful person. And here's the thing. My number one thing that I'm grateful for is life. And because that is number one, every single morning I wake up, I will always be grateful. Because once I wake up, I have life. And once I have life, I am grateful. And that's a blessing. And people need to realize that once you have life, there's hope. And, you know, by just allowing yourself to be grateful for life, you will allow yourself to live in the present. Because no need to live in the past. No need to live in the past. No need to live in the future that you have no idea how it's going to turn out, right? This is why they call the present present, because it's a gift. And I'm grateful for the present. And I try to live in the present with aim of gaining more success in the future. See what I did there? Yes. So I wasn't always grateful. Let's be honest. I wasn't always grateful. I used to whine and complain about everything. For example, I used to go to work, and if I get a new project or a task, I would just start whining and complaining, and I would just see all the things that's gonna go wrong, all the reasons why it wouldn't work, and I would just complain that my boss is picking on me and all these things. And life is this and life is that, and work is this, and work takes all my life away, and I don't have any life. And I used to just whine and complain about everything. And I remember when I went to HR and I was complaining one morning, and Miss Paula Lewis, love that lady, she's a really nice lady, and she said to me, Omar, you're a smart guy, you work hard, you're talented, you're creative. If you're so miserable in such an environment, why don't you just change your environment? You never know what's out there for you. And she said, for the time being, I think you need to try this technique that I use. Every morning when you wake up, write down 5 or 10 things that you're grateful for. She said 5 or 10, but me go for 10 because true me greedy. And that's where it all started. Right there and then, that's where it all started. While I was doing this episode, I called her just to say thank you. Just to say thank you, because that's where it all started. And by me calling her, telling her thank you, is a reminder that she did that for me. It's a reminder to let her know that she's important because she did that. And I'm pretty sure it would create a domino effect, because she would now consider sharing that with others again, even more. And that's what self-love is about. And another thing is, you need to understand that this takes time, And it's like a training. I had to train myself to stop telling me, to stop telling myself stories that no longer serve me. You know, like when I would relive these negative stories or experiences that I went through. Because it felt like every time when I would relive bad experiences or stories and you know, things that I've encountered while I was growing up or traveling or whatever, when I would allow myself to relive these negative experience, emotions and energy, I felt like it was an excuse for me not to try harder. It was an excuse for me to behave in the most unacceptable ways. So whenever I would catch my thoughts reliving these negative moments, I would change them into something positive. For example, my first time traveling to America, or my first time traveling to Canada, or I had a great friend, Marty, who bought me VIP tickets to see Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga, VIP style. Another friend got me tickets to see Jennifer Lopez. Or just simple moments where I'm at work and, you know, you had a family or a couple leaving and they're like, oh my God, I don't want to go home. And they're literally crying because, you know, they're saying that I made their vacation and they've never felt like this before and they just want to live here. And all the kindness words they could just express how they felt based on interacting with me on their vacation and how I made them feel special. And I cherish these moments, and I take myself to these special moments when my thoughts allow me to go into doubts and to create these bad experiences and memories and energy and negative vibe. All it takes is practice. And once you practice something and once you keep doing it, it becomes a habit. And once it becomes a habit, it becomes a part of you. And once it becomes a part of you, that is who you are. You can do it. So with this episode, I just hope, you know, we motivate someone. You get inspired from it. And if you haven't made any promises like these to yourself as yet, it's not too late. Go ahead, make your promises and work towards and keeping those promises. I love you guys. Thank you so much for supporting. If you listen to this, please share with a friend, a family. Share. Love you guys. You can follow me on official Omar Dale. That's my Instagram. Anyone listening to this, I just want to wish you guys a fantastic day, a great week, and an exceptional month. Whenever you're listening to this. All right, guys, thank you again and have yourself a great day. Magan. See you later.